This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey says Saudi Arabia has given permission for a search of its consulate in Istanbul to determine the fate of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished October 2nd after entering the building. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has demanded proof Khashoggi left the consulate on his own and unharmed, as the Saudis insist. Ravina Shamdasani is with the UN Human Rights Office.
If reports of his death and the extraordinary circumstances leading up to it are confirmed, this is truly shocking. We call for cooperation between Turkey and Saudi Arabia to conduct a prompt, impartial and independent investigation into the circumstances of Mr. Khashoggi's disappearance.
Khashoggi, who arrived in Turkey from the U.S., fled his native Saudi Arabia a year ago, fearing retribution after his harsh criticism of Yemen policy and crackdown on dissent. He was at the consulate for documents ahead of a pending marriage. President Donald Trump was asked if he had been in contact with Saudi authorities.
I have not. No, I haven't. But I will be at some point.
What do you know at this point?
I know nothing right now. I know what everybody else knows, nothing.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has had conversations with Riyadh about the matter. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
From the secretary on down, we have been engaged in this matter. This is something that we've been following. I understand that the president intends to speak with the Saudis, so I'm not going to get ahead of that conversation that the president may be having. In the secretary's statement, he said that we've seen conflicting reports about his status. We're not going to make any judgments about what had happened to him.
Meanwhile, Khashoggi's fiancé has appealed to President Trump to help uncover what happened to him. Zimbabwe's largest trade union is planning a national protest for Thursday over a new tax on money transfers linked to a spike in prices. The Zimbabwe Congress Trade Union is also demonstrating against lingering shortages and the decline of the local currency. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced Tuesday she's stepping down from her post after 18 months. The announcement was made public during a one-on-one session with President Donald Trump. Haley said personal reasons didn't motivate the decision.
No, there's no personal reasons. I think that it's just very important for government officials to understand when it's time to step aside from fighting for our country. But I will tell you that I think it's time.
Haley, who earlier served 8 years as South Carolina governor, ruled out a bid for president in 2020, insisting she'll support Mr. Trump's anticipated re-election bid. The president Tuesday said a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would likely not occur until after the November 6th U.S. election.
We're talking about three or four different locations. Timing won't be too far away. We've made a lot of progress, and this meeting really is to, you know, people don't realize the importance of the first meeting. I mean, we said point number one, denuclearization, and they continue. Now, we haven't removed sanctions, as you know. You know, people said, what have we done? We haven't removed sanctions. We have very big sanctions. I'd love to remove them, but we have to get something for doing it.
Mr. Trump described the progress leading to denuclearization as beyond incredible. Syrian President Assad Tuesday issued a general amnesty for deserters and those who have avoided compulsory military service during the country's civil war. Those charged with deserting but who stayed in the country must hand themselves in within 4 months. Those outside the country will have 6 months to do so. Hurricane Michael is now a Category 3 hurricane on a 5-level scale and is moving closer to Florida's Gulf Coast, where Governor Rick Scott urged those living close to the shore to heed warnings and leave.
This storm is dangerous, and if you don't follow warnings from officials, this storm could kill you. And you cannot take it lightly.
Waves could reach over 3.5 meters by the time the storm makes landfall midday Wednesday. British investigators say one of the two suspects in the poisoning of a Russian ex-spy, Sergei Skripal, in southern England in March, was a medical doctor who worked for the Russian GRU Military Intelligence Service. Elliot Higgins of Bellingcat identified the suspect as Dr. Alexander Mishkin.
We managed to identify his hometown. We've had people go out there and speak to locals who confirmed it's him. They told the reporter who went out there from our partner at The Insider in Russia, they told him that the Mishkin had actually won the Hero of Russia Award, which is one of the top awards in Russia, and it was given to him personally by Vladimir Putin.
British authorities said the two agents attempted to kill Skripal and his daughter in Salisbury using a Soviet-era nerve agent Novichok. Moscow denied involvement. The International Olympic Committee said Tuesday that refugees will play a part again in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. It is the second such effort by the IOC, the last one being in Rio in the 2016 Games. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.